think about cups and B, look at the cups. Cups to me are the emotions, and they tell us whether they're the value, whether you're happy or sad. And it was a sense of being. Now, I have a philosophy that I have that the bodies, actually I probably need to say it right from the beginning, that this is an emotional planet and we actually come here to experience feelings. Emotions to me, we call it emotions, is when feelings get stuck and they become an emotion. But feelings, we're here to learn about feelings. And so what ends up happening is that because we don't want to feel the feelings, we end up not listening. And the body's way of speaking to us is through feelings. And I'm always saying to my clients, just name your feeling, just name it and let it go. And then over time, when the body begins to trust you and isn't pushing and pushing for you to get the feeling, I also have techniques where you put the feeling in a color and find out what color will make it feel better and things like that. That's other things. But to be able to name them is really, really important. And then what begins to happen is that it becomes really an ease for you to be able to know what it is you're feeling. And the body feels heard and everything relaxes. So that's my whole stamp on how important feelings are, because to me they're very, very important. They're very much a how the energy that goes behind the thoughts, because the thought is there, the energy we put behind the thought is important as to how quickly what you want shows up in your world, for instance. Now, my favorite symbol of the whole deck, and a lot of people don't have favorite symbols, but I have right from the beginning because I love what this one says, and that's the Ace of Cups. The Ace of Cups, you have a cup and you have the Dove of Peace putting the sacrament into the cup, and on which there is a W, which we also have seen in the Hierophant's top of his crown, and it's also in the Tower too, actually, with the lightning, and it's also written in there within the lightning. But anyway, the Dove of Peace puts the sacrament into the cup, and the cup overflows. Five streams, the five streams of consciousness, they drop down into the pool of water. You could be a lake or a sea. Well, it's probably a lake because it's got lily pads on it. And these streams of water, actually from them come 26 droplets of water. And 2 and 6 equals 8, which is the strength card again, showing that we have the strength to handle. There are 13 lily pads, which is the death, which is the rebirth. We're coming out of the old. And there are 10 little water lily, beautiful pink water lilies here, which is the number 10 card, the Wheel of Fortune, showing the law of action. You see, when we apply the spiritual law, the spiritual understanding to the life works. And we must also understand that we have to do something. We can't just sit down and do nothing. We have to apply it, and it will take us, and it will transform our lives. And that is often what is hard for people to understand, is that we need to really understand and get to the place of where we go. So when we implement this new spiritual understanding, when we accept there is an energy in the universe, no matter what you call it, that you apply, it will work. Now, once you have that, then you come to the 2, and here we have the healing symbol. Here we have a male with a pomegranate headdress, which is actually a feminine symbol, if you remember from the High Priestess and the curtain behind her. And on the female, on the left side, you have palm trees, which is the male symbol. So here we have a balancing of the male and female energies. The male has his hand outstretched to the female because the male energy is the action energy, and he's got his hands out to her. There's the medical symbol, which the name I just don't remember, with the lion's head and the healing wings, showing this healing. Now, what do we see in here is communication. Oh, and I forgot the background. In the background is a little house and lovely green fields. So with the communication, create the balance, we create the healing, whether it is with internally, because with our own male and female that we have inside, or externally, with their mates or with other beings that we have in our world, healing will take place. And the healing is important in order to bring about happiness. And this is what the Three of Cups shows us. We have three maidens, and the Three of Cups are extended high. And that one of them is holding grapes, which is abundance. One of them has all the other abundance creation, what we call full festival type fruit and vegetables all around because it's an abundant time, a Thanksgiving time. But the key here is the celebration of life. Happy. We are happy. So here we have three stages. You embrace the essence, the philosophy, the beingness. You integrate it within yourself to create a balance, and you find happiness. So that's what we want. Now, does it stop there? It's only number three, and we got to go to number nine. No, we don't stop there. Now, this is what we tend to do. In number four, and I have done this in my own life, and I see it all the time in people's readings. Now, number four, the man sits under the tree, arms crossed, legs crossed. Now, one of the first things you learn and is basically not to cross your arms and legs because you're blocking energy, right? In front of you, you have your three of cups. So the three of cups have gone from being all high, yeah, yeah, love, love, it's wonderful, great, to now it's sitting still in front of you, grounded. And the fourth cup is in the air being presented, like there's something else presenting itself. But are you seeing that? No, you're not. Because what happens is we don't want that joy and happiness to leave, so we hold on. Number fours are all about holding on, not wanting change, not wanting to move things in a different way. And yet, what we see here is there's something else being offered. And so in life, we always are having newness, newness. So it moves, right? Now, when we look at number from four to five, now we've got another scenario if we do not open up. Here, number five, the man stands now in grief. He's undressed in a long black robe and he's looking back to his left where the three cups are now fallen over. They're spilling everything out onto the ground. And, you know, and we're in grief because we've lost. Things are gone. But if he looks behind him, there are two more cups standing. There is a bridge across the river of life to the castle of dreams. But he has to let go. He has to change. He has to put things in perspective. And that is what the six of cups is about. Putting the past in perspective. Here we see they're kind of funny looking people. A man and a woman. Again, synonymous a little bit of the two of cups, except they're reversed on the sides. The man's smelling a flower in the cup as he's presenting it to the woman, who's got a big white mitten on her hand, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. And then he's got all of the cups have these flowers. One of the cups has the flower sort of turned around a little bit. And then in the background, there is a sentry who's got holding a sort of a spear. He's guarding, and there's sort of the castle, the walls around in the back. Now, these are your memories. Memories take time, and we guard them, and we preserve them. And there are some memories we don't want to think about. But the truth is, we really need to be able to perceive this. Now, sometimes in readings, this means people from the past or old past issues that are coming up that need to be dealt with. But as a run, it's like when we hold on too tight, like in the four, we do not let something new, we do not allow the change to occur, we will lose. It will fall away. Life does not work well with tight. And then we're sad, and we have to put that past in perspective. Because if we do not, we become like the seven. And in the seven, the seven of cups, you've got seven symbols up in the air now, not grounded. The man's still dressed in black. But each one of these sevens, you've got the face of vanity, you've got the healing powers, you've got the snake, and we know that a snake has to have its tail in its mouth so that the knowledge is empowered. We have the castle of dreams, we have jewels, we have the laurel wreath of victory, and on his cup there's also a skull and crossbones, and then we have the dragon of temptation. So we've got all these things in front of us, and we have it's called, and this is the beginning for me of the imagination pattern, which we'll go in 2 weeks. And so here we have all this imagination now. So what do we need to do with this? Is shown in number eight. We need to leave it all behind. We need to leave the joys, we need to leave the sorrows, because we look at this, we see three cups on ones on the right hand side, and then we've got five cups on the left hand side. So we're going to let go of the joys, we're going to let go of the sorrows. The man is dressed in red for action. He's got a staff in his hand. It's a stick, really. It's not really so much high as a staff, but it's a stick there to help him. He's crossed the river of life. He's going off into the hills. He's got the moon coming out, and behind that the sun, very much like in the Higher Arcana, where we see the moon, and when we understand the moon, we move into the sun. And so when we do that, when we let go and we travel on our pathway, we will come into that Nine of Cups, where everything is sitting really wonderfully well. Now this man is kind of portly, reminds me of me actually, sitting there, feet apart, nice and firm, and his arms crossed. That's a little bit of little bit there that you sometimes have to watch in a reading to see how much else is kind of, you know, across the heart. But he's really happy with what he's achieved, saying, look at me, look what I've achieved, look what I've done. This is what I've created. This is how I've made it. And then the 10 showing all 10 cups up in the rainbow, but everyone is happy. The man and woman totally balanced. Now have two little children dancing around. They have the house in the background, the river of life running there. All is in accord. All is really wonderful and great. So what do we have? We have 1, 2, and 3. You change your attitude, basically. You create balance and healing to be happy. When you get stuck in the middle, the key is to let go. That is your bridge. When you get stuck in all the other stuff, you let go. You must let go. Now, what do we let go of that can, well, we know is relating to feelings, but often it's beliefs, it's attitudes, people, things that are not supporting us in the direction of where we want to go into, so we can move into our life where it's really, really full. And so it's really, you know, simple, huh? Easier said than done sometimes, to live in that real awareness of growth and patterning. But for me, I just always remember that Ace of Cups. If I implement the philosophical principle, if I keep myself in alignment, I will be happy. And in being happy, what I found is comes into this peaceful contentment. And that's what I really wish, pray for each one of you, that you create, not get stuck in all the other stuff, wanting it to be different, all those things that we've talked about in other days, knowing that you can let go and rebuild in a way. Oh yeah, I had forgotten to talk about the mitten in number 6. Thank you. Someone in the chat room has reminded me. The mitten is that we handle our memories with kid gloves. We only remember certain things. There's things we don't want to remember because I'll get emotionally, we'll get upset about. And also that's what is very important, is that we really keep we've got to go beyond looking at our memories. We have to delve into the clear them. We have to make them move into a real sense of direction and knowing, yes, they're our memories and we can work with them and deal with them. But that's what the mitten is about, selective memory working. And I thank you, Beverly, for that. Now.